much, Madam Chair. It is my pleasure to report again about a very important activity which is carried out under the convention. Next slide, please. We have also a task originated from the last meeting of the parties from North Sultan, and it is included in the program of work as well. So the main objective of this activity to develop a checklist which can help as a tool to develop or revise legal frameworks for transboundary cooperation. Next slide, please. So we already organized a virtual workshop related with the designation of the legal framework at 28 and 29 July this year. And I think, although it was only a virtual one, it has a lot of success. And I think we could draw very good results from the discussion as well and the interventions. So the main outcomes of the virtual workshops that the development of the agreements still remains a base of the negotiation processes later on. And also the implementation of this arrangement or agreements should be very tough, but we have to put a lot of energy, and also at the beginning, the drafting stage might be very difficult, but if we can go on that process, we will have a really sound base for the everyday work. Next slide, please. So a little word about, a small word about the checklist. So this is aimed to help as a tool or a la carte list for the countries who are intent to develop working relationship with their neighbors or even with far away countries on sharing the same basis. So I think it's a very important task, and all the work is going on, it is in process. So our target is the country representatives who are involved in drafting and negotiating transboundary water cooperation agreements. May I have the next slide? So it will be a collection of major provisions, what the agreement should contain between countries or countries sharing the same river basin. And we want to just summarize what are the major elements of the working relations. And I think it really will be a good tool for the everyday negotiations, because you cannot implement everything, but you can tailor-made all the suggestions which will be listed up in the checklist. So I hope this work will be really successful. Maybe the next slide. And it is still process. So we are also asking you, the parties, to provide us with more inputs. In the checklist, we also listing up many exemplars, and it will be also really good to see what are the major advantages of the existing instruments. And I think this activity also will support the development of the working agreements between the countries. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.